I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. I'm Otis Kingsman, and in today's episode, we're figuring out the answer to this brain blaster from listener Neil.
Would an explosion on the moon be more powerful than an explosion on the Earth? Thank you.
This is a great question. Science fiction films love to show a good explosion on the moon. But what would actually happen if this was to occur? Well, our great friend and University of Cambridge's public astronomer, Matt Bothwell, is here to make sense of this outer space occurrence.
When explosions happen on Earth, there are two things that can cause damage: the shrapnel and the blast wave. Shrapnel are the pieces of metal from the actual thing that got exploded, which get pushed outwards at high speed by the explosion. As you can imagine, getting hit by a piece of shrapnel is pretty bad for you. On the moon, because there's no air, the shrapnel won't be slowed by air resistance. And plus that the fact that lunar gravity is weaker than Earth's gravity, the shrapnel is going to fly much further and much faster, so it will be more dangerous.
Any shrapnel from a lunar experiment will be much more dangerous over a much longer range. This is the same reasoning of why space junk is incredibly dangerous to satellites in our orbit.
The other part of an explosion, the blast wave, is a pulse of high-pressure air which travels supersonically outwards from the explosion. Blast waves can be very damaging. They can knock buildings down. The good news for us is that there's no air on the moon, which means no blast wave. The same goes for meteorite collisions. When meteors hit the Earth, one of the most dangerous things is the airburst, when the meteor slams into the Earth's atmosphere and causes a huge explosion. But of course, on the moon, no atmosphere means no airburst.
The blast wave we experience on Earth is the air molecules being pushed together and propelled outwards from the explosion. This is usually more deadly than a fireball an explosion would produce. But if there's no air to compress, a blast wave can't occur, and so the explosion is much less dangerous. When we posted this question on our forum, user Evan_AU agreed with Matt that in the vacuum of the moon, shrapnel would travel further and be much more dangerous. But they also suggested that the shockwave behaviour would be different. On the moon, an explosion would produce a single outward shockwave of gas, whereas on Earth, as hot gas expands, the atmospheric pressure collapses the hot bubble, which then rebounds, producing a series of in-and-out shockwaves.
So, Neil, our lunar explosion will have more dangerous shrapnel, but no blast wave at all. And what that actually means in terms of how powerful or dangerous our explosion is hard to say without an experiment. I think we just need to convince NASA.
Thank you, Matt Bothwell, for helping us solve the science of this space curiosity. Next week, we're figuring out this question on fascinating feces. From listener Lara.
Is there a biological benefit for cats and dogs to bury their feces? Can it help plants grow similar to horse manure?
If you at home have a question that you'd like to find the answer to, submit it to our forum, nakedscientists.com/forum, pop it on our website, nakedscientists.com, or email us at chris@nakedscientists.com. I'm Otis Kingsman. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the Wellcome Trust and UK Fast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.